This is Gabriel San Roman, your subversive historian. Back in the day on May 7th, 1955, Reverend George W. Lee was murdered in Belzoni, Mississippi. The vice president of the Regional Council of Negro Leadership and member of the local branch of the NAACP was in his car when unknown assailants in another car pulled up next to him and opened fire. Lee died after receiving multiple shotgun blasts to his face. NAACP Field Secretary Medgar Evers came down to investigate the killing as the local sheriff scandalously deemed the assassination of the successful businessman and early civil rights leader the result of a traffic accident. Members of the White Citizens Council were suspected of involvement in the crime, but were never arrested or brought to trial. 3 months prior to the killing of Emmett Till, Reverend Lee's wife decided to hold an open casket funeral, despite the fatal wounds her husband sustained to his face. For Uprising, this is your truth professor, saying it's no mystery why they conceal our people's history.
No more lies.